When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Duterte has more to explain in his secret understandings with Xi Jinping. First word. Former President Rodrigo Duterte's secret understanding with Chinese President Xi Jinping did not concern only the resupply and repair of our BRP Sierra Madre at Eungan Shoal. They covered much, much more of our country's sovereign rights in the West Philippine Sea, and they were sweetened by a bald threat of trouble from the paramount leader. I have kept in my files on the South China Sea dispute and Filipino-Chinese relations a report published in the Philippine Daily Inquirer on June 29, 2019, that was headlined, Duterte recalls warning if PH explores sea for oil. China's threat if PH explores for oil. In the Inquirer report, Duterte, after disclosing a mutual agreement he had reached with Xi Jinping that would allow the Chinese to fish within the Philippines' exclusive economic zone, EEZ, reminded Filipinos that Xi had also warned there would be trouble if the country insisted on exploring for oil at Recto Bank. The 2019 report was apparently occasioned by Duterte lashing out at his critics, who did not seem to appreciate his efforts to avoid armed conflict over the disputed waters by urging him to pursue the Philippines' claim on the South China Sea waters that fall within the country's 370-kilometer EEZ. Thus, he recalled how in a meeting he had with Xi in Beijing in 2017 the Chinese president had issued a warning. Duterte said that when he told Xi that he was going there in our area to dig oil, the Chinese leader whispered to him, "You know, Mayo Duterte, we just restored our friendship. It was not good for a number of years. But let's not talk about that in the meantime. Let's talk about helping each other. Trade, commerce, investments, China can help." He said he insisted on conducting oil exploration in the contested waters. "I want my oil because that is ours," he told Xi. To which the latter retorted, "No, that could mean trouble." Duterte took Xi's statement as a clear warning. That is trouble. What does that mean, from the mouth of the president of China? Duterte later said, responding to criticisms. Duterte first spoke about Xi's warning on his return from the One Belt, One Road conference in May 2017 in Beijing. He said the Chinese leader had warned that war could break out. "I said, Mr. Xi Jinping, I would insist that that is ours, and I will drill oil there." They replied to me, "We are friends. We do not want to quarrel with you, we want to maintain the present warm relationship. But if you force the issue, we'll go to war." What more could I say? Duterte said. Then palace spokesman Salvador Panelo downplayed Xi's warning that there would be trouble if the Philippines insisted on searching for oil in contested areas. He didn't threaten. He only gave a future, that something might happen. "I think it's more of a friendly advice. Not a warning," he said. "Exploring for oil inside EEZ. The Philippines has insisted on its sovereign rights to exploit energy reserves inside its 200-mile exclusive economic zone. In 2004, the Philippines, China, and Vietnam agreed to a joint marine seismic undertaking, JMSU, in the South China Sea involving the Philippine National Oil Corporation, China National Offshore Oil Company, and Vietnam Oil and Gas Corporation. The agreement expired in 2008 amid questions about its constitutionality. In February 2010, Forum Energy, which is majority owned by Philex Petroleum Corporation, now PXP Energy Corporation, obtained a Philippine license for Service Contract 72, SC-72, which covers 880,000 hectares within the Recto Bank Basin, another disputed area.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
PXP held talks with China National Offshore Oil Corporation, CNOOC, on a joint venture. But the dispute between the Philippines and China prevented it from further undertaking drilling and reaching a deal with a Chinese company. In 2014, the Department of Energy suspended exploration at Recto Bank a year after the Aquino III administration filed an arbitration suit challenging China's claim to nearly all of the South China Sea under the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, UNCLO. In July 2016, the arbitral tribunal ruled in favor of the Philippines, invalidating China's extensive claims and saying Beijing had violated Manila's sovereign rights to fish and explore for resources in the West Philippine Sea. Beijing ignored the ruling. Duterte has set the ruling aside in exchange for warmer relations with Beijing and Chinese aid and investments. The former president came under criticism for his overly accommodating policy with China. He was criticized for agreeing to allow Chinese fishermen to fish in waters within the country's seas following his meeting with Xi in 2017. He came in for even more intense criticism following the ramming in 2019 of a Filipino fishing boat by a Chinese trawler, which then abandoned 22 Filipino fishermen, which Duterte tended to downplay as a little maritime incident. Duterte had repeatedly insisted that the country could not afford to go to war with China and that he would rather pursue economic ties with Beijing. Marcos Declaration vs. DU-30 Double Talk. The double talk of the Duterte administration was shattered when President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. declared just 6 months after his accession to office on December 1, 2022, that the Philippines would explore for oil in the South China Sea even without a deal with Beijing. President Marcos was reported by Reuters as stressing the country's right to exploit energy reserves in the disputed waterway. "That's a big thing for us, that is why we need to fight, for what is ours, and take advantage if there really is oil there," Marcos told reporters. Talks over joint energy exploration between Manila and Beijing in the South China Sea had been terminated, the previous Duterte government had said, citing constitutional constraints and issues of sovereignty. "That's the roadblock, it is hard to see how we can resolve that. I think there might be other ways, so it does not have to be G to G, government to government," Marcos said. Marcos' remarks came after his foreign affairs secretary said that the Philippines was open to new talks with China on oil and gas exploration and that a deal with China or any other country must comply with Philippine laws. "There is a world of difference between the tough-talking, expletive-laden Duterte presidency and the measured word. Presidency of Ferdinand Marcos Jr. DU-30 is yesterday, BBM is today." yenobserver@gmail.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.